I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back. Obviously, 2023, for all sense and purpose, is in the books. I realize we've got free agency, winter meetings left before the end of this year, but the World Series has been completed. Congratulations, Texas Rangers. We will be talking all about that tonight on the episode and so much more. So we're excited about it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the World Series. Yes, it went in five games, but still a good series. And again, like I said, Nolan and I will be talking all about it, and lots of good input from the nation today received. So thank you very much for being passionate. Thank you very much for being involved in it. And we're looking forward to talking all about it for sure on tonight's episode. So as always, we do have to give our shout out to our sponsors and supporters at Rip Grip Pro. That's the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team over at Rip Grip Pro. You can find them at ripgrippro.com, or feel free to reach out to myself or Nolan to discuss how it's used, how it's utilized, what the value we see in it, and what you'll find in it as a player, a coach, a trainer for your hitting program for sure. So, and of course, as always, the Rope Trainer, our favorite throwing training aid, and something that we've used for half a dozen years now and stuff. It's a must. We always say it, and it is true. It needs to be in your bag, just like your cleats, your helmet, your batting gloves, whatever else that you aspire to have to help you be the best dirtbag on the field and off that you possibly can during games and practices. So you can check it out at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can find more about it right there. And again, same thing as always, you can reach out to me directly on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you want to talk about it, find out more about it, how it can help you personally, help your team, help your son or daughter. So we're always here for it, and that's what we do. You know, we're always going to tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear at times, and tonight it might be part of that. It usually is, and so that's what it's all about, man. Hopefully you had a great week, like we said, either watching the World Series, wherever you were in the world, taking part in it. If you have been playing, you've been playing, and hopefully being getting dirty, having a great time doing what you do, and that's baseball at the end of the day. So we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get going. We're going to get fired up about it. So settle in, get that favorite drink, favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, Dirtbags, and we're going to get after it.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the Holla Deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards. Save 50% on custom invitations. And save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the ho ho ho, it's about saving dough dough dough. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And then there was one. The Texas Rangers. Bought and paid for. A lot of discrepancy on it, as you're always going to, if you're in favor of it, you're in favor of it. But it wasn't as easy as that for me, Nolan. It was a methodical approach by Chris Young to get the job done over the last couple of years with how he went about his business. And it wasn't an easy job. They were like every other team out there. They had their injuries, significant injuries. And you know what? Bruce Bochy came in, got the job done. Four-time World Series champion now as a manager. Adds to the Hall of Fame career as a manager. Both leagues now. For me, good series. I realize it went in five games, but pretty good series. When you look back at game one, 11 innings. Corey Seager, of course, Mr. MVP. Both leagues now. Walk off to get the ball rolling. Diamondbacks came back game two. And then the undefeated on the road, 2023 postseason Texas Rangers went to work. I don't know, Nolan. It looks like it was easy, but it really wasn't. I mean, where do you want to start? There's a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up the fact that they went undefeated on the road in the postseason. Like, that in and of itself is obviously very impressive because you're going into some hostile crowds. Now, I get it, though. A lot of the crowds that they actually played outside of Houston, in my opinion, were absolutely lackluster, for lack of better words. Like Arizona fans, they didn't get too rowdy. Obviously, when they played Tampa Bay, there was no fan base there. And the Astros were the only ones that really showed up against them. But, I mean, obviously, that is still an incredible job for you to walk into every single game on the road and dominate. And the best part was their home record was just terrible in the playoffs, obviously.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, I mean, I'll give a shout-out to Arizona in that. I thought the crowd got into it pretty good, the games that we watched and stuff like that. It's always hard to say because of if you're not there, the TV audience, as you know, Dirtbags, you can only get so much. And it's hard to say who all is home crowd, in this case the Diamondbacks, how many Texas Ranger fans were there. But I thought it was a good three games out in Arizona. I was impressed. I thought I saw a lot of passion. I saw a lot of desire. Hopefully it rolls over. It should roll over. Even though they were out in five, the Diamondbacks, that's a good team. That's a good team with a lot of pieces there. It didn't come there. I mean, you look at Zach Gallen last night. Six innings, no hit, goes out there, a little squibbler, right off the end of the bat, the cup of the bat on a breaking ball, Corey Seager down the third baseline, break up the no-hitter. I thought at that time they would go out, Lovello or the pitching coach Strom would have went out and talked to him right after that little squibbler, because I know firsthand as a pitcher, when you're in those games or whatever, and that you, that of all the ways to lose your no-hitter going into the seventh inning, that's tough. That is a double whammy. Not only do you lose your no-hitter, but you lose it that way. You just got to give him a reset, a settle down, and get back to it. And I know you're sitting there thinking he's, you know, Zach Gallen I'm talking about is devastated. I don't want to go out and talk to him right now. But you need to, because that's a do-or-die game in that situation. You're still in this. One hit. Let's drive on. Let's get the ground ball, double play. Let's get out of this and carry on. He didn't. Next guy up, boom, another hit. And, you know, they only gave up the one that inning. But still, I was a little surprised with nobody coming out and talking to him after the Seager one.
No, like that, you're absolutely right. It's just one of those ones that, yeah, once you get talking about it and you get mentioned it, obviously hindsight's 20/20 to the whole thing. But you're still like, man, like there were some decisions that were made by Arizona staff pretty much the entire postseason too, that just had fans just kind of shaking their heads and thinking like, man, this game's gotten way too analytical. Now, what their exact thoughts were in that moment where they obviously didn't go out and talk to him at the appropriate time, you're just kind of like, yeah, dude's rolling. Just lets up the no-no. I get that he's just going to want to get the ball back and try and go about it.
But that's the problem, right?
But at the same
right?
time, exactly, that's the problem. Somebody had to come forward and start talking to him, even if it's the catcher in that situation.
Absolutely.
Like Gabby Moreno, I get that he's a young catcher, and like it was just his rookie year, first year with the entirety of the staff and everything like that. But still, man, like you gotta be that guy that takes command. You're the commander on the field, right, as the catcher. So you gotta take some command there. Go out, slow him down again, say, hey, listen, big fella, it's just one hit, or something to that extent, to get his mindset right again.
That's exactly it. I mean, you got to remind him, hey, dude, this is your game. Zach, this is your game. Let it go. I'm going to do a slow walk back to the dish and get your breath, settle down, make a quality pitch right here. Next guy out. That's what I always talk about with my teams. Next pitch counts. Forget it. It's got to go. Whether it's a strikeout, a hit, home run, out, doesn't matter. It's done. Next pitch counts. So I was surprised by that one for sure. It was a bit devastating. But overall, like I said, right, Merrill Kelly pitched phenomenal in that series again. You're excited. Brandon Fatt didn't pitch quite as well or whatever as he had. The relief until the very end or whatever, and that had done very well still overall. So you got to be excited about them moving forward. Those young players, I mean, Ketel Marte, he's not young anymore or whatever on that end of it, but great leader right there moving forward, as he always has been in Arizona. But those young guys, I mean, forget about Ox Thomas and that whiff in center field that goes right by his glove or whatever and that. I mean, hey, obviously it's the worst stage that it could happen on. Every eye in the world that's watching the game or whatever and that, it's all on you. Three more runs come across and game over, series over, shutter down 2023. But you're going to be fine. Arizona's going to be fine. I mean, it's a good team. It's a good team, but hats off to Texas for sure. You lose Scherzer, you lose Adolis Garcia. After game three, they win game four, they win game five on the road. Jankowski goes in, does a serviceable job. That's the quality of player he is. He did exactly what he needed to do. Evan Carter continued to do what he does. Going back, I was a little surprised in game five last night. Perdomo had really taken off for Arizona. And I think he ended up with three strikeouts last night. Gabby Moreno in the four hole had been playing great. He had three strikeouts, I think, last night. I mean, obviously, it's been debated about all day long or whatever and that, how many times Arizona had runners on against Nathan Eovaldi, and he was able to get out of it. He didn't squirm out of it. I don't agree with that. He got out of it. Sure, you can look at it, squirmed out of it, but he made quality pitches. There's a great pitcher that's just solidifying his name in the playoffs, growing in stature. I mean, yes, it's going to be interesting to see what that staff does in 2024. Those are high-stress innings that they threw. You see it sometimes with teams that come out of the next season after going to the World Series. Hasn't happened with Houston, really. But overall, that's a great job. Corey Seager doing what he does, and great to see Marcus Semien also getting off the bump and finishing the way he did.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up about Nathan Eovaldi. All season long, man, that guy was one of the top pitchers in terms of stranding runners, in terms of leaving guys on that obviously he inherited, or sorry, that he put them on. Like his average, I can't remember. They showed it during the Houston series, and I think it was like .130 or something like that, or .160 for opponents' batting average with runners in scoring position. Like, it was an insane stat, man. I think he was top three at that point in time in the majors, right, all season. Guy just, every moment that was called upon of him this year, he stepped up, and he was the ace that Texas needed ultimately. Now, like, that being said, like you said, Texas obviously next year, the health of DeGrom dependent, in my opinion, but that's a team that very easily could go back to it, depending on, obviously, the moves that Chris Young continues to make, and him just basically keeping the same nucleus of players together.
I can't see them keeping Jordan Montgomery. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I think he just opened up his possibilities over the playoffs, obviously. So I can't see him coming back in that staff. DeGrom doesn't come back till the end of the year. Scherzer's there. I mean, there's pieces there. There's no question. Johnny Gray looked great coming out of long relief. He looked great during the season for him. Dane Dunning got better all season long as well. He did a great job mixing in there. But you look at, Dirtbags. We're going to take this break, and we will be right back here, and we'll just keep getting after it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. I thought it was interesting, too, last night, Nolan, when they talked about Bruce Bochy and they spilled a little bit of his spring training and stuff like that. And I guess he just flat out told the guys, I am not coming out of retirement to just manage a team. This team is capable of going to the World Series. I came out of retirement because I'm going to win a World Series. Easy to make that call. Tough to really come through and do it. But he did.
Yeah, when you're a manager with his pedigree, I mean, when he comes into the locker room and says something like that, even in spring training, right, you get those veteran guys and they're like, okay, A, we already know leading into this that we've hired Bruce Bochy to be our manager. B, we know he's a three-time World Series champion. And C, you'd want to run through the wall for the guy, as evidenced by the San Francisco Giants all throughout the 2010 decade. Right? So, I mean, as a player, you hear a manager come in there and say something like that, and you know, okay, hey, he's bringing out Mike Maddox out of retirement, because he also retired after he left the Cardinals last year, brings him back to Texas, obviously, where he was there way back when they were in the World Series back in the 2010, 2011 years. But yeah, no, like, you're looking at it, man. Like, those two alone, they bring a certain element to coaching levels, because everywhere they've gone, they've had success, right? Obviously, Bochy, even when he was on San Diego way back when, taking them to the ship, right? So, I mean, no matter where those guys have gone, they've had success. So that automatically steps up a player's mentality coming into a year knowing, hey, listen, we're bringing out the big guns. Expectations are high this year, boys.
No question about it, for sure. So, and like we touched on early on the show in that, Will Smith, how cool is that story? I mean, I can't see that being, well, it's never happened before. So who knows when it could happen again? I mean, that winning championships in any of the four major sports in North America, we know how hard it is. And you got three in a row? Wow. That's a pretty cool story.
With three different teams.
Three different teams.
Right? So he won with Atlanta in 21, Houston in 22, and then obviously Texas this year. So yeah, no, there's that. There was Corey Seager becoming the first player to win World Series MVP in both leagues. Then you had our oldest Chapman. This was another cool one. He's the owner of two of the longest droughts in MLB World Series history, on the Chicago Cubs and now on the Texas Rangers. 170 years combined, I believe, between the two droughts. Like, it's some astronomical number, right? And Chapman, I mean, obviously, you look at the job that he did all year. Even when he was on Kansas City, he was one of the best left-handed pitchers out there out of the pen. Comes over to Texas, obviously had a couple of bumps, but for the most part, I mean, man, that guy's earned himself a nice little payday again coming up this year.
Yeah, you're starting to see him get to the end of the career or whatever and that. You start seeing a lot more lefties hitting them and things like that. But you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, there's going to be people that need to do it. And you go back to Chris Young too, right? And, you know, you think of different people in different organizations that have really good structure at the top. And we talk about it all the time, right? Culture from the top down. There's a guy that came in with a plan and he executed it with the support of ownership. And wow, he got it done. He got it done. How many guys, let's be honest, how many guys were crazy when all of a sudden, what, a little over 500 million in 24 hours before Semien and Seager 2 years ago? You're like, holy cow. I get it. Middle of the infield, taken care of for years to come by two stud players. But wow, holy cow. Doesn't do much else. Goes out, gets John Gray, Nathan Eovaldi. All of a sudden, you're trading for DeGrom. You're bringing in Scherzer. Now, those ones didn't pay dividends this year for the series, but they come back healthy. They got to be excited now. They got to know for real now that Texas is there. They're going to compete with Houston. They're right in it. And I mean, he set the tone. We talk about the culture all the time. So there you go, man. It's impressive. Hats off, Texas Rangers, Texas fans out there. We're happy for you. We're pumped for you. Some new blood, some new scenery. And like I said earlier, Arizona, you're going to be just fine too. I mean, you got a tough, tough tough division to play in. There's no question. But with that young stock, you go out and get one more pitcher or whatever. Actually, I do want to touch on that. You look at a $10 billion industry, and they had to throw out relievers for a game. That I was a little surprised about. That one I don't quite get, Nolan, because, again, you're a $10 billion industry, and we don't, what, there's not enough pitchers, quality starters to be able to man that? That I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I have the same thoughts as you. Like, I don't understand the bullpen games. I'm sorry, at that level, yeah, I get that pitchers don't have the same stamina, whatever you want to call it, durability that they used to back in the day when pitchers would go three games in a World Series, a la Bob Gibson or Nolan Ryan or someone to that extent, right? You had those guys back in the day where they were going three games in the World Series. Now you're going to get two games probably out of most guys. I don't know, man. Yeah, like I'm just not huge on the bullpen games. I know a lot of people aren't huge on the bullpen games. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me because, you know, the next day, unless a guy's eating multiple innings type of deal, like if one guy comes in and just gets schlacked for a third of an inning or something like that, well, he's burnt for the 2 days. Like, that to me is just, I don't know, I don't believe in it. I think it's a stupid way of going about it. Obviously, there's teams that have tried it, and I don't know how successful it is versus unsuccessful. But, I mean, here's another thing, just jumping over to the Texas Rangers side of it. This is a Mike Trout thing. You think Mike Trout, with all the speculation that was happening early in the postseason about him possibly getting traded, this could finally be the year everybody's happy, right? Now, all of a sudden, Texas Rangers win a World Series. How many times in the past 8 years has an AL West team been in the World Series or won the World Series? Because you got Houston for two, you got Texas now for a third. But every year, it seems like one of those two teams has been in the World Series pretty much.
Yeah, no question. There's going to be a lot of it coming up, right? That's the part of the season that we're into now. November 6th, what, qualifying offers got to be in? Right after that, you got winter meetings. And who knows, man? Who knows? Before I get into that type of stuff or whatever, and that, let's talk quickly about the $50 million assistance to the San Diego Padres that came out yesterday. Padres ownership denying it, but pretty reliable sources commenting on it from The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal being one of them. Guy doesn't make a mistake very often unless things are true. He doesn't say too much out of his mouth. That's why he's reputable. He's trusted. He's got the stature that he does. Doesn't surprise me personally that they were short on the $50 million.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. Like, obviously, with the way that they were spending money this offseason. Like, what was it, a $264 million payroll or something like that? And these are numbers that they weren't even close to, really, before that, until the past couple of years.
No,
like, San Diego has always been kind of one of the cheaper teams.
That's it, and you lose all that playoff money too, right?
Yeah.
That they were expecting. Let's be honest, they were expecting to recoup some money right there.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, like, you're just looking at it, and you're like, hey. I mean, obviously, they can refute the report all they want to. Like, I'm talking the Padres ownership and everything like that. But everybody at the start of the year, they were all wondering the exact same thing that we're wondering. Where did San Diego suddenly get this $265 million, $264 million to spend on their team? Like, their maximum type of deal, $180. That's kind of the realm that they exist in, is that $150 to $180 million, no problem. And now that's why even this year, right, you saw them already saying, hey, we got to do cuts. We got to do pay cuts. We got to figure out ways how to get back under the tax threshold. So, I mean, that $50 million makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely it does, for sure. I mean, and if you're a Padres fan out there, you're doubly mad now, because not only have you not received that World Series that it looked like you should have maybe had the last 2 years, but you could be going the other way real, real quick, because Juan Soto, I know it's been speculation the last 2 weeks or whatever, but I got to believe there's going to be a move there made for him. What it looks like, when it looks like, who knows? But you're not going out and replacing Blake Snell. the other guys they need to replace, they got some work to do. AJ Preller's got some work to do. He's got to line up other GMs that are going to be able to work with him, manipulate it, and I think they're going to have to pay off some of those contracts too, right? In any deals that they move. I'd be awful surprised. Plus, he's given away a ton of his farm team for a lot of those players over the years. Now, they're still deep. They're still good. But that was a shock when that came out, for sure. It kind of backs up the bus, and it lets you know, hey, we got to tighten the belt. Good ownership, right? You have to have that and accountable. Got it. Hats off to them for wanting to go for it. Hats off, for sure. That's awesome. But on the other side, if it backfires, holy moly, you're in a whole heap of trouble.
And it's backfired, obviously. You lose your manager. You lose your closer. You lose your ace. Now you got to possibly trade, and this is early, very early speculation, but there was rumors out there of Juan Soto to the Yankees.
Yep.
Now, obviously, I don't know what the return would look like, but all of a sudden, that's another $35 million, and you're obviously one of the best left fielders in the game now. I don't think he'd transition back to right field, but either way, one of the best hitters, easily. Defensively, I don't know. I mean, I think he's average at best defensively, but him in left field makes a lot more sense than in right field.
And there's no question it's got to be down, right? Because now he doesn't have 2 years. He's only got a year left.
Yep.
So that pulls some prospects status off the table. I think teams are going to hold out on him. I'm not pushing a panic button on him if I'm a manager or management, for sure. I'm just not doing it. So I know the one big one we're going to want to talk about in the next segment is Shohei, because obviously he sets the table for the whole thing. Whether he signs quick, it takes him a while, and they sign other people or whatever and that, it's going to be peripheral players, because obviously their agents are going to sit there and say, anybody with stature, like Cody Bellinger, for example, I can't see Scott Boras wanting to push him too quick. So we'll carry on, Dirtbags. Get your drink. We'll be right back here in a second.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or full retail. Purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We're talking about Shohei Ohtani before the break. Nolan, you know what? I think every single team has to put an offer out for that guy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You at least have to put an offer on the table. I think the only way he signs with the Dodgers, which is the number one speculation for 3 months, is if he knows unequivocally that he's going there, go get the deal done, because the Dodgers are going to outpay anybody or whatever and that. I don't think the Yankees, as much as they would want them, would outpay the Dodgers. I don't think Hal Steinbrenner's right there just yet, even though it's Shohei Ohtani, because they got a lot of work to do with the Yankees. But I think every team has to put a proposal together for that guy. Short term, long term, however it looks, I think you have to do it.
Yeah, you'd be insane not to. Like, and that's even for the cash strap teams.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm talking the bottom of the barrel teams. No matter what you do, you have to get that guy in the building for at least a talk. Just to try and say, hey, listen here, like, even Oakland, right? You take Oakland Athletics, for example. Obviously, they're moving to Las Vegas. They go into that perspective. Listen, you'd be the star of stars in Las Vegas type of deal. The Dodgers, obviously, they're going to have basically the same thing. You'd be the star of Hollywood. Yankees, obviously, you'd be the king, right? You could say whatever the heck you want to. But, I mean, Shohei Ohtani's a weird one to me. Obviously, with the Tommy John and everything like that, that's going to affect what he gets back as a pitcher. That being said, if you're not starting those offers off at $400-plus million with that injury that he currently has, I don't think it entertains him.
Well, I think that's it, right? You look across the top tier of teams, and I'm not talking about money. Obviously, he wants to win a World Series, and I truly believe that's your number one, and it should be as every player. They talk about it, and they want it. So you look at the Dodgers, yes. Toronto Blue Jays are there. Tampa Bay, Baltimore now. The whole East, AL, I'm talking. You'd line it up. Cardinals, I don't think so. Braves, no. Giants, maybe the Giants. They got money to spend, and they need it. They need it. They got a new manager. They missed out on the splashy splash last year twice.
I was going to say, if they're doubling down this offseason and they don't come up with anybody, San Fran fans got to be, so pissed off.
I think they put a run at him, even though we haven't heard anything.
They have to. Just based on last year, the way that they were willing to throw out the box, obviously they got the cash.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's Shohei Ohtani, right? Obviously you're making that offer. You're making a pitch.
I think so. You have to. For sure you do. So it'll be interesting to see what he does, for sure. There's no question. I know everybody out there is going to be sitting and paying attention and just watching, because at the end of the day, he is the best player in the world. There's no question about it, even though he'll be on the shelf for as far as the pitching, like you said, for the short term or whatever. I do think you got to back-end load that. You got to approach him with, are you willing to relief at all? Because eventually at the back end of that contract, if he's going to sign a long-term one, he's the type of closer. It could be the type of closer that could legitimately go two innings early in his contract. He could go 8 and 9 because he's got that stamina. He's got that. And as he gets on in years or whatever, he could go back to the one inning reliever.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Obviously, just based on the fact he's been a starting pitcher his whole career, what his mental approach would be to all of a sudden switching back into a bullpen role, where he knows he doesn't have the time to stretch out his body the same way as he does when he starts. So that's my only thing that I'm thinking about in your proposal. But yes, I agree, though, towards the back end of his career, obviously he's going to have to transition into more of that role, just because I think the injuries will just start to pile up to the point where, A, he won't be a pitcher past he's 35, like a starting pitcher, and B, he'll just break down. He has to.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it being another big trade season for sure, whatever, and that, because most teams, there's just not a lot of high-end free agents out there. There is high-end free agents, but just not a lot of them.
Position player-wise, you're saying.
Yeah, spend a lot of time on messing around with them, right? Especially those guys that end up getting a qualifying offer if they're eligible for it. So, absolutely. So, Nolan, Dirtbags, we're going to take you in a little bit of a side turn here, but this has been a big question coming in all week to us for the curtain call. United Baseball, Dubai. What's our thoughts? What's our thoughts?
Indifferent right now. I don't know what the quality of baseball is going to be like over there. Obviously, it's a bunch of former major leaguers and stuff like that. The contracts they get in are pretty nice. Saw that. I was like, yeah, that's Saudi Arabian money. So, I mean, no, it's a good idea. Hopefully something will work out for them where they can grow the game over there and make it fun. Obviously, it'll open up the door for other college players and stuff like that to possibly go over there once they're done playing. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, he's got a diversified group of former major leaguers on the management side of things, too. He's done a nice job from Barry Larkin to, you know, Nick Swisher to the list goes on. So it's pretty good, intelligent people. So for me, it's real. There's no question about it. I don't think realistically there's any trouble with the money. It's just getting boots on the ground, as they say, and letting it take hold. People over in that side of the world or whatever and that, they know about baseball. World Baseball Classic helped out with that. They know about it. It's just a matter of getting people in the stands, starting to understand the game, starting to get the feel of it, and getting those entertainers. Sure, obviously, there's Bartolo Colon, you know, 50 years old. He's going to be doing it. Yes, there's a bit of gimmick to it for me personally. But you got to start somewhere. And they've gone ahead and they've done it. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, social media, they've been plastering it. What is it? November 24th and the 25th, they got the showcase. So they've got a game going on with their players, showcasing the league, showcasing probably the stadiums, the whole gauntlet. They'll do it upright. So, you know, until we get into December and really start seeing what it looks like or whatever, we're the same as everybody out there. We just got to sit back, watch it, see what it unfolds, and go from there. So, but it is exciting. There's no question. It's exciting, and it's good for baseball. It's good for baseball around the world. You got great leagues going on already, as everybody knows. So, hey, add one more in to a different part of the world that hasn't got it going yet with a base of what, Nolan? There's got to be a base of potentially 2 to 4 billion people throughout those regions that could gravitate to baseball. So if I'm MLB, I'm loving life, really. Yes, it's not us, per se, meaning MLB, but it's exciting because it's still baseball at the end of the day. And that's what it's all about. Next up for the curtain call, great, great inquiry and stuff like that, and probably one of the biggest moments of the World Series. And thoughts and opinions on Tommy Pham stepping aside, 4 consecutive hits, going for the only player in history to go 5 for 5 in a game, steps down, steps aside, goes to Torrey Lovello, says, put my dog in for an at-bat, meaning Jace Peterson. Class, class, class. Obviously, in the long run, it didn't help them. But at that point in time or whatever in that, they were winning that game. It was in control, no harm, no foul. That's a big move, big move. And we talk about a lot of that stuff all the time, right? Being a dirtbag, and there's multiple ways of doing that. But that was a big thing. And I know Tommy Pham's always been somebody that you admired, Nolan, just out of the respect of how hard he's had to work as a player to earn the accolades that he's been able to achieve over his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that obviously, like, when he first came up with St. Louis, very humble guy, very go about his business the right way. Obviously, he fell out of love with managerial people and stuff like that, and that's what ultimately cost him his career in St. Louis. But, I mean, he's a guy that was basically blind for majority of his life and minor league career, right? So, I mean, for him to get up to the levels that he's reached over the past few years, obviously tied Albert Pujols for the most four-hit games, I believe it was in the World Series or just in the postseason?
Postseason.
Just in the postseason. But, yeah, you're looking at it and you're like, man, this guy, just a class move in that situation, especially with the score the way that it was. Obviously, yeah, he bypasses a chance at history to let his dog get his first at-bat in the World Series. So, I mean, much respect.
No question about it. I mean, if you're out there watching and you're a, doesn't matter, a player, a coach, even a parent, I mean, you need to be talking to your kids, your players, yourself personally. That's the type of player you want to be. We talk about it all the time, man. You got to roll your sleeves up and you got to get after it and get dirty every single day, because baseball does not owe us anything. We owe everything to the game of baseball. We have the right, the privilege to play baseball and be a part of it in whatever facet that we are. And when I see players like that do those things or whatever and that's huge. That is huge. There's no question about it. So, couple of discrepancies, one being Houston Nolan came out this week. Dana Brown told the reporters he's going to take his time. General manager of the Houston Astros, obviously, going to take his time finding the right manager. Not a rush. Jim Crane, owner, and Jeff Bagwell sits right beside him. No, we're going to get it done quick. Those are little things, but boy, I'll tell you what, man. those little slips right there or whatever, and they can cause some turmoil behind the scenes and stuff like that. Nothing else has been said about it, but we saw what happened last year with Houston and stuff like that. They lost their Crick as the GM for those same types of things. He had no problem with Jim Crane being involved or whatever and that, but just thought it was a little bit too much. Why am I here as a general manager if I'm really not the general manager? So it was interesting to see that come out again this year, whatever. But, you know, it's an important time. I mean, they're not the only team looking for managers, obviously. That's the carousel that's happening right now. San Diego needs theirs. And same situation there, right? Obviously, A.J. Preller and Bob Melvin didn't get along real well by the time it was all said and done. And that happens all the time. We see that all the time. We know that. But once you get that crack in the foundation, it doesn't take long to slide right out of control. So I don't know. Craig Counsell seems to be the number one guy, Nolan. Where do you think he lands?
Yeah, I'm still thinking it's going to be the Mets. He'll get a better offer probably from the Mets than anywhere else he'll get. David Stearns, obviously, the guy that gave him his first chance at the major league level. That one makes a lot of sense to me. I know he's a Wisconsin boy and his loyalties are to Milwaukee, but I think the Mets, no matter what, they'll come in with the highest offer. And when he gets the opportunity to go back to Milwaukee, Milwaukee box at the price.
Gabe Kapler. Does he get one of the vacancies? It's got to be the right team. For me, it's got to be the right team because he's a tough guy to play for by the sounds of it, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. He just hasn't had that much success throughout his career. Obviously, one great year with San Francisco and a lot of mediocre years everywhere else.
Cleveland Guardians. I haven't heard any talk about Sandy Alomar Jr. at all this time around.
Yeah, which is strange.
To me, it is as well. I'm not just quite sure what there is. I've been digging it up, trying to look dirtbags, but I haven't been able to find anything on that.
Sandy must have had private conversations with ownership or upper management, basically saying, hey, listen, I'm not interested in it.
Because he's been there a long time, man.
I know.
For sure. There's a lot of teams that need a lot of work done. There's no question. And for me, I think you got to get that done before you start going out there and getting players, because it's the old cart ahead of the horse. Got to get the horse in line. You got to get the right players coming in with that manager, that style, that belief. San Diego's going to be an interesting one. I don't know who they end up with. I really don't, because that's a tough team to manage, I think. For me personally, that's a tough team to manage.
I think Mike Schilt will get that job. He's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me. Obviously, he's been bench coach there. He knows what it's like. He's been a manager. He's had success. That's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me.
We'll be right back here with the final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, my final thought is short and sweet tonight. Congratulations to the Texas Rangers on winning the 2023 World Series. Let free agency frenzy begin, man. I think it's going to be an interesting couple of months. I'm hoping there's quite a few of those guys that get signed to deals. But like you said, I think the big boys won't get signed until maybe 2024.
2023, fantastic World Baseball Classic. Unbelievable. Fantastic season. Congratulations, Texas Rangers. No question about it. Hopefully you enjoyed it, Dirtbags, this year. Hopefully you're looking forward to exactly what Nolan said. Time to roll up the sleeves, whatever your team is. Get after it, get her done, and start moving forward for 2024 because it's right around the corner. There's no question about it, Dirtbag Nation. So, hey, we can't thank you enough for being a listener, being a part of the nation. If you need apparel, you want apparel, go on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Find everything that we have over there. I'm working on new apparel every day, so getting it updated for you and stuff like that. We'd love to have you wearing it, and that's what it's all about, being a proud dirtbag wherever you are in the world. That's what it's all about. As a player, a parent, a coach, it's always about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. So you have a curtain call question for us, DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. We'll make sure we talk to you personally about it or on air. Either way, that's what we do. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. You know that, Dirtbag Nation. And wherever you are in the world, make sure you're having fun. This game has to be fun. I know I've been home a month now, Nolan, and I'm going stir crazy. I'm ready to get after it again. I'm ready to roll my sleeves up and get going. And developing is what it's all about. Training is what it's all about. Mentally, physically, emotionally, that's what it is. Man, you want any help over the wintertime or whatever and that, reach out to us. That's what we're here for. We love doing it with the players, whether that's video chat, hands-on, it doesn't matter. If you want us to come and do a guest speaking, hey, reach us, talk to us, set it up, and we're happy to come out to associations, teams, it doesn't matter. Anywhere, everywhere, that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about, is spreading the name of baseball, getting you taught to the best of your ability mentally, because that's what we're big believers in. When you get your mind right, you get your game right, you get your life right. It's that simple, dirtbags. So, unfortunately, it is that time, Nolan. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.